This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. In American politics, Democrats and Republicans are splitting control of Congress, with Democrats claiming victory in the U.S. House of Representatives. Nancy Pelosi, who was once Speaker of the House, had a message for Americans about her party regaining control.
We will have a Congress that is open, transparent, and accountable to the American people. We will strive for bipartisanship, seeking common ground, as we are responsible to do. But when we can't find that common ground, standing our ground.
And as AP Sagar Magani reports, Republicans will maintain control of the U.S. Senate.
Democrats faced a very narrow path toward regaining the majority, and it closed with losses in Indiana, Tennessee, North Dakota, and Texas, where Ted Cruz beat new Democratic favorite Beto O'Rourke, ending the Democrats' dream of riding anti-Trump sentiment into Senate control.
That's a huge moment, a huge victory for the president.
Spokeswoman Sarah Sanders, who'd earlier said the Democrats might see a ripple, but certainly not a blue wave. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Facebook is admitting it played a role in the genocide against the Rohingya people of Myanmar. Last August, UN investigators accused the social network of being slow and ineffective in tackling how it was being used to spread hatred among the country's Buddhist population against the minority Muslim Rohingya. The Taliban officially has confirmed it will attend a multilateral meeting hosted by Russia to discuss Afghanistan, but a spokesman for the insurgent group clarified Tuesday its delegates will not engage in any Afghan peace and reconciliation talks at the Moscow gathering. Moscow has invited 12 nations and the Islamist Taliban to that meeting. The United States and the Afghan government have both turned down the invitation. This is VOA News. U.S. foreign policy hawks who backed the Trump administration's reimposition of sanctions on Iran's energy and banking sectors say there are several ways in which U.S. sanctions may get even tougher. U.S. officials sanctioned Iran's energy and banking sectors Monday, completing a process of reimposing U.S. sanctions that were lifted under the 2015 Iran deal with the previous Obama administration and five other world powers. Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif suggests that U.S. foreign policy strategists work on mending earlier blunders rather than following an isolationist agenda.
Rather than relying on its discredited addiction to unilateralism and sanctions as tools of statecraft, which are today pushing it further into global isolation, the U.S. is better off addressing the catastrophes and crises it has engineered in our region.
NAP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports the State Department says Congress will consider if Russia should face new sanctions in the poisoning of a former spy.
The State Department says under the Biological Weapons Control and Warfare Elimination Act, additional sanctions would be warranted against Russia, which is accused of violating a ban against the use of chemical weapons. Russia, which denies targeting a former spy and his daughter, is already facing U.S. sanctions over its alleged interference in the 2016 election and its actions in Ukraine.
The Afghan pilot who penned a moving letter to the wife and seven children of a U.S. service member and city mayor killed days ago in Afghanistan tells VOA he wrote the tribute to let them know how much their husband and father inspired him. Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb.
Afghan special mission pilot Major Abdulrahman Rahmani served alongside slain Utah National Guardsman Brent Taylor on multiple missions.
And one of our missions was delayed for like 3 days, so we had a great deal of time together.
During those times, Taylor would give his Afghan counterparts positive messages and often talked about the future of Afghanistan.
He was not shy about his opinions and what he thought, and he would tell you when you were wrong.
That's Adam Gardner, a friend of Taylor's who runs in the same Utah political circles as the North Ogden mayor did. Taylor's body was returned to the United States as millions of Americans cast their votes for local, state, and national representatives. In a Facebook post just days before his death, Taylor pleaded with Americans to vote, stressing that there was far more as Americans that unites us than divides us. Carla Babb, VOA News, The Pentagon.
And find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. We'll be right back.